Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And we're back. It's Friday Night Live here in Marion, Ohio. Bailey Hunt and Scott Spears right here from the center, the epicenter of Marion, Ohio.
Can you hear?
Not really. Okay, no. I got the earphones in now. All right, so in hour number one of Friday Night Live, I questioned Bailey.
And my now psychological evaluation.
I gave her psychological exam. And this hour, she
and I
won.
Failed.
A,
I'm just kidding.
You wanted to turn the tables.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to ask you, like, all those questions.
No, you don't want to ask those questions. Certainly not.
Right. Okay, so I have a question, though.
Go ahead.
I started watching this show, and I just want to know, would you ever marry someone just for their money?
No.
Okay, so I... the show that I started watching is called Marrying Millions. Okay? And I don't know that I was actually interested in the show or just so amazed. And really, I should go into real estate because that was most of the people did. That they were so, like, rich. And I was like, well, I'm obviously doing the wrong thing. But, they... Like, there's this 21-year-old that's, like, dating a 60-some-year-old.
For money.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was like, I didn't even know that he had money when I met him. And I'm like, you're just attracted to people that are 40 years older than you? What?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the nuance of this whole thing. I understand that people have money problems. And it's funny to me that people think that they wouldn't marry for money when I probably think they would. If your money problems get bad enough,
oh yeah,
it could happen. You might. But here's the thing about that whole marrying for money thing, in my opinion, is that I think sometimes money can be a plus, but I think you got to realize who's got the money, where's it coming from, what are their qualities, and how does it figure in?
Now, well, and like, what are their intentions? Because sometimes when someone has money, they can be very controlling because they know that, like, that's what you want. So they have total control over what you can and can't do and how they treat you because you're not going to leave because they have money.
Well, you know, there's a movie. I can't remember what movie it is, but there's a line at the end of the movie. Oh, gosh, what's the name of that movie? It's a bit famous. It's got Richard Gere and Winona Ryder in it. Oh, what is the name of that? Autumn. It's Autumn something. Autumn in New York. I think it's called Autumn in New York. But anyway, she's having a conversation. Basically, the whole movie is about her trying to trap a rich guy. That's what it's all about. She lives with her grandmother, and she's trying to trap a rich guy, an older rich guy. So she gets Richard Gere.
They have websites for that now.
They have websites for that. So, back in these days, they didn't. So, she's having the conversation at the end of the movie with her grandmother. And she says, oh, this will be good. Right in the middle of my story.
Nobody wants to listen to you talk.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Bailey.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Doing great.
Hey, did you finally make that bank today, did you?
You know what? I looked at the bank when I drove by today, and I said, there's not a chance in the world I'm getting in that line.
Was it that bad?
Oh, it was. I was wrapped around the building.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
I might have to stop on the way home tonight and go through the ATM.
That's probably the best bet there. Yeah, you were discussing money can't buy you love there. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, boy. I tell you, the way I see it, you're right. That money can control you, and I wouldn't want no part of it. I mean, I'm just that type of person. I ain't looking for the money of it or anything like that. And if you're in a relationship, you gotta try to keep it real, you know.
You know, it's funny. There's a line in Hollywood that pops into my head. What are you doing over there?
I don't know. That hurt right here.
She ran the headphones by the microphone. Something you don't want to do in radio. But here's the line from Hollywood. The line in Hollywood is the guy goes, "You can't buy happiness." And the woman says, "He must be new in town." And that's the lie.
Well, you can, but it's not going to be a real happiness because a lot of that stuff ends up in pure disaster.
Well, you know, the thing is, here's what I think in the whole marrying money thing. I think, and this is the end of the Autumn in New York movie where Winona Ryder is looking for Richard Gere and she ends up trapping him and he proposes to her. And she's talking to Grandma at the end of the movie and she's telling Grandma, she says, well, you know, he's rich and he's got all this money and blah, 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 blah. But she says, but I love him. I fell in love with him in the meantime. And Grandma says, wow, you not only hit the jackpot, but you got love to boot. And that, I think, is really, that's the marrying for money part that does work. That sometimes people have money, and sometimes you get to know the person, and you realize, see, it's different if the family has money or the person has money. I know this firsthand, because I have dated people whose family had money, and they had money. Now, you think that's going to translate over to them, because they'll take care of them. Yeah, just play that out. Play that out in your mind.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily true sometimes. Sometimes that money just don't follow you.
It absolutely does not. And you think it will. Now, a lot of times they'll take care of the person, but they're not so keen to take care of you.
Right. There's always the suspicion in it that you're in it for the game, you know? So.
And also, money should not be a factor. You cannot buy somebody. You have got to win them over.
You hit it right on the money, bud.
Yep.
That's well said. I mean, I can't argue with that.
No, and if somebody's telling you every day, here's the number one thing in a relationship, in my opinion. You've got to believe in that person. You've got to believe that they can be everything. You've got to believe they can be better than you. If you don't believe that, there's going to be a problem.
Yep, you know, trust will go a long way.
It certainly will.
All right, I'm going to let you all go. Y'all have a good night and rest of the weekend.
Enjoy
you
your
too.
Weekend. Bye-bye. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
And it's a poignant question. 740-383-9944. But that's the end of the Autumn in New York movie. You know, yeah, you can get money, but you got to have love. And it's very murky.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, first of all, I was married before, and I definitely did not marry for money. But, I mean, we didn't struggle, but we weren't rich either. So, you know, we were just, I guess, content. But, I don't know. I just, that's not my goal in life. It's not to marry for money. I'd rather work my butt off to support myself. I'm independent like that, though.
Well, it's tricky. It's a tricky thing because, I think you want to be self-made. But I think it's also tough to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're struggling, it's like, you know, I'm not afraid to go out on the lake, but I don't want to drown.
I mean, now, if I, you know, happen to fall in love with someone that had money, I'm not going to tell them no.
And that's the point. That's the difference. And, yeah. And you know, it's interesting that way because I never like talking about money in a relationship. Now, it does come up, but I don't really like to talk about it because why? What does that mean? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
And the family thing, there was a girl one time.
Can you just buy me something for my birthday, Mother's Day, Christmas? I'm good.
But you know what? Money is an interesting thing, though, because money is only as good as what you do with it. You can be a billionaire, and if you're doing the wrong things with it, what difference does it make?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What difference does it make? You know, is it really buying you happiness? A lot of times it buys you misery.
Well, you know, the one girl on this show, though, 21 years old, okay? And the guy that she was with was only 32. He's only 11 years older than her. So, it's not terrible, you know?
I hope not.
No, it's not. It's only an 11-year difference. And, like, I know people that have been married for a long time that have a big age gap. And there's no money involved. But her parents were very conservative Christian, and they did not support the relationship whatsoever. And she just told them that she met him, like, at college, like he was, you know, a like a person that she met there and whatever, he just happens to have money. She threw away her whole family to go like move into this guy's house, and now like she has no relationship with her family. She threw away everything to be with this guy that she met on sugardaddy.com. That's
well, that should tell you what that family's like. What a family.
Yeah, and she didn't even tell anybody that that's where she met him, because she was,
I wouldn't
like,
tell people that.
Yeah, well, she told the whole world. So if they watched the show...
Well, that's like, I don't understand that Bachelor show. What in the world are those people doing? Don't they know their parents are watching that thing?
Get a life. Yeah, I would not go on that.
Who? Why?
I don't know. I watch it, but I wouldn't go
on that. I can't. Oh, my God. There's tape somewhere of Charlie and I discussing The Virgin Bachelor, and we did 10 weeks of that. And I, to this day, I can't.
That's when I started watching because of that.
I can't even. And, I can't.
Well, then I watched The Bachelorette because it was Miss Alabama. And I watched the last season of The Bachelor, and I only watched a couple episodes because I just could not get into it as much.
I never watched it. I just read the press clippings, and we would talk about it every Friday because it was on all the magazines and it was the big story.
Yeah.
And I wanted to poke my ears and eyes out.
You know, he has the coronavirus? Or had it? Good. I don't know if he
well, it's, you know, for what he did, I think he should. You know, that's, I hate to wish coronavirus on anybody.
Wait, what did he do?
He lied to America.
You don't know that.
Oh, I do know that.
You don't
know that. Oh, I do know that.
I know people that saved
sex for marriage.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Listen, that guy, I saw that guy, and I saw what game he was playing. That was
not saying that he wasn't. I'm just saying nobody
First
knows
of all,
for sure.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I know
100% that that guy was no virgin.
Okay. You don't know.
First of all, why would if that was truly the case, mm-hmm. why would you go on a show with 10 piranhas flocking around you?
I thought there was more than that.
17 piranhas flocking. Whatever it was, that's number one that tells me he was not. Number two, why would you tell them all that? That's number two. And number three, the whole thing was billed because of that. That was the whole thing. That was the premise of the whole show.
I don't know. Or really care, to be honest, because it's not my life.
No, but that's... I'm telling you, if you... We want to talk about was that true or was that false. That was false.
You don't know that, though, for
sure. I just said so.
No, but that's... Just because you think something...
Not...
Doesn't mean that it's true.
You believed it?
I don't know, because I have not been in every relationship that he's been in, so I can't tell you. I don't stalk him in his bedroom.
No,
so.
But I'll tell you, there's somebody around.
Oh, okay. Well, he's still with that girl, though.
Oh, is he still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I got so sick of that by the 10th week. It was such a ratings ploy, and it did big. And then that last episode, you thought, well, here we go. That's what America thought. They thought, well, time for the Virgin Bachelor to end this thing. And he backed off. Didn't do anything. Oh, please.
I don't know.
Such a... You know, No.
Okay. You're entitled to your opinion.
But that's not an opinion. That's a factoid.
It's not a fact, because you don't know. You're not in his bedroom stalking him. At least I hope not. So...
What was his name? Kenny. His name was Kenny.
No, it was Colton.
Colton, that was it. Colton...
Underwood.
Colton Underwood... The Virgin Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And then Hannah Brown was the Bachelorette after that, because she was Miss Alabama. I liked her. I wanted her to win, but...
In any event, that show hurts my head. I can't even...
Yeah?
Can't even imagine why somebody would go on that show.
I don't know. I have not.
Who would want to?
I wouldn't want to give up my cell phone for that long.
You know, the shows that I like are when you take, like, well-known people and you put them in a house. And then you make them live with each other for, like, a month or whatever it is.
I don't want to live with anybody either.
Not permanently. Neither would I. I'm just saying, I think it's funny when you take people and you put them in a house together, and it's not about that. It's not about The Bachelor. It's about just dealing with each other for a month. That's hilarious.
You better do it for longer than that.
Who does?
I said you better. I don't know. I don't know what show you're talking about.
Oh, no, there's a lot of shows like that where they just throw people in a house.
Oh, you know what show I really liked to watch? Breaking Amish. That was always interesting.
I don't think that was real either.
Why?
I just don't think those shows are real because there's a camera crew right there with cords and cameras and...
Well, yeah, but they weren't in the Amish lights community and microphones. At that point. They were leaving the Amish community to, you know...
Load up the buggy and move to Beverly.
No, they went to, like, L.A. or something.
That's where Beverly Hills is, L.A.
Yeah, but...
Swimming pools, movie stars.
I think some went to New York. I don't know. But, I mean, they were, like, leaving the Amish to go see what the real world was like to choose whatever that's called.
Back to your original point, though. Joan Rivers had a joke about that. She said, I would definitely marry again for love of money. Good line.
Oh, yeah, well. No, I would not marry for money, though.
Probably not.
No, that's not important to me.
You know what's important to me?
What?
Nothing. Because I would never get married. I just can't.
Yeah.
There's a thing about it. I don't know.
I'd want someone to love me.
Aw.
I know. Right.
Love. Oh. See, but here's the problem. What's the definition of love?
I don't know.
It's very arch, and that's the problem.
I guess, like, I would want someone to be proud that I'm in their life. Like, be proud to show me off. That's not conceited at all, is it?
Ay, ay, ay. Well, we know your family has no conceit because you've got it all. Proud to show you off.
Yeah.
What, supposed to put you, like, on the hood of the car and drive you around town?
No, but just, like, be proud that I'm,
like... Do people
like,
have you hiding in the closet in past relationships? What's going on?
No, but just, like, be proud that I'm their wife. I don't know. Like, be...
You know, this reminds me of something in my own life that I can't talk about on the air, but I... There's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I like attention.
No.
I know it's surprising.
You know what? But I believe sometimes things just happen. This is where I believe love is. Here, you want my philosophical version of love? My philosophical version of love is you can't plan it.
Yeah.
It just has to happen. And if it doesn't just happen, if you planned it or you worked it up or you think that's the way it needs to be, it's probably not. And you can talk yourself into thinking that that's what it is.
If I ever get married again, I'm going to hire a wedding planner, so then it looks like it's just happening.
Well, I think that what it is it really is just about, you know, the wind is blowing, and it's the right scene, and, you know, it's weird, because rain can mean something, warm weather can mean something. The smell in the air can mean something. It's very triggering. It's strange.
Yeah. I think love, like, one definition of love could be you're willing to give up anything and everything to make that person happy.
Right, but who's... Okay, here's the problem. If you ask somebody... If two people are in a relationship, and that's your definition... And you say, are you willing, because that's your litmus test, are you willing to give up anything and everything with me? And you're already in the relationship. Who's going to say no? No, I don't think so. Nobody's going to say that. They're all going to say yes. If they don't, then you got a problem.
Yeah, but I mean, no, I...
So you got a problem either way, because number one, if they say no, then you know.
Well, yeah, but saying and doing are two different things.
So you think if they say no, they are going to do it?
No. I mean, if they say, oh, yeah, I'd give up anything for you. Well, okay. But that doesn't prove anything.
That's
so,
true.
You know,
actions speak louder than words.
Right.
Right.
So I'm saying it's not like a question, but like just knowing like, okay, if this happened, would I change my life to, you know, like for instance, okay, if they were in a serious accident, okay, and they couldn't function, and you ended up having to quit your job to take care of them. Like, would you be okay with that? You know what I mean? Like, just changing your
life. You
ask
people these questions?
No. I'm just hoping that they would.
See, if somebody asked me that question on a date, I would be like, geez, this date's got to be over now. Show me to the exit.
No.
Would you quit your job if I was in a serious accident?
No, I mean, but like anything. Like, okay, if they got a, if they were offered a position in a different area, okay, say like in a different state, would you give up your job here to go with them? Or would you want to be selfish and stay here?
But who's going to say no? That's what I'm saying. If you're in a relationship with the person,
say no. That's why there's called divorce.
Right, but divorce. See, here's the thing. This is what people should understand about marriage. If nothing else, understand this. Everybody thinks you won't get divorced. If you thought you were going to get divorced, you wouldn't get married.
Yeah.
So think about that before you get involved, because I'll never get divorced. And then you do. And that is the processions of life.
I don't think you need the mindset of, I won't get divorced. I think you need to have the mindset of, I don't want that to be an option. You need to work through everything. No matter what comes of the relationship, you need to try to work through it.
See, but I think that's contradictory to what said.
What do you mean?
Because let's say you find out during the relationship that the person isn't willing to give up everything for you anymore. Well, do you want to be around that for the rest of your life?
Well, I mean,
just because you're married?
I'm not saying that you have to stick to that, because I always said that I wasn't going to get divorced.
See, I just get heart palpitations even talking about marriage.
Well, and my ex-husband always said that we weren't going to get divorced.
But everybody says that. That's right. That's herein lies the problem.
But the thing is, you know, and it's not just his fault. Like, we are both at fault for the divorce, but it's kind of like funny now because we're friends now, but we were more willing to, like, one of us wanted to work on things at one point, and then when it came down, like, at first I wanted to work on things and, you know, it just wasn't a big deal to him. And then when it finally came down to the point to where I was just like, yeah, I'm done, I can't do this anymore, then he wanted to work on it. And then I was just past that point.
See, but that's it. That's the point nobody thinks they'll get to. I'm done and I can't do this anymore. But eventually that does come for a lot of people. But nobody thinks about that going in. Now, I'm not saying every marriage ends that way, but people start out that way. And it's interesting to think that that's why you really got to look deep. You really got to delve deep into this. It's a very deep, 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 deep subject. You got to find out what the person is all about, what the person's characteristics are, what the person is really out for, what kind of life do they live, what's their modus operandi. And a lot of times you don't know until you are in it. And then you find out it's not so pleasant.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. Marriage is hard.
I wouldn't even attempt it.
Yeah. I mean, I attempted it once.
I just don't understand. I like the idea of being with somebody and that any of us could walk away at one point. To me, that's much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you could leave. I could leave. And there's no paperwork keeping us together. That, to me, is a strong bond. You actually want to be together.
Yeah.
The other way...
Well, I mean, you can leave regardless, but you just have to pay more money.
Right, and sometimes that keeps you together. And I don't know. If I was with somebody here's how I would have to get married. If I was with somebody for a long time, and I felt, this isn't breaking up, then I might.
Yeah.
But that would take a lot. It would. But, you know, I've said before on the show with Glenn, and I do believe it to be true, there's nobody in my life right now who's not expendable.
What's the longest, like, relationship you have?
I don't know. There's been some fairly long ones.
Like years?
Yeah, there's been years.
Like how many years?
Oh, boy, let's see here. Well, one went on for 4 or 5.
Okay.
It was a while.
Yeah, I mean, I was with my ex for 3 years before we got married. I think. No. 2 years?
Well, I've said this before. I've been engaged.
2 years.
I've been engaged, and I knew that that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
The minute it happened. And that's weird, because clearly I had some feeling for this person, but once that happened, my brain totally flipped around in my head, and I knew I did not want to get married with anxiety about it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny though, because like before we got engaged or got married or anything, everybody wanted like our relationship. Everyone said it was like the perfect relationship, and it was, I mean, we didn't fight, we didn't, like, it was pretty good, like, honestly. But then after I had, like, we had our son, that's when it changed.
There you go. I'm going to tell you something. This is true. No matter who it is, no matter how well you think you know them, they can change.
Mm-hmm.
And change is brought on usually by life events like that.
Yeah.
Birth of a child, pregnancy, loss of a job, major injury. Like you were, mm-hmm. You will find out somebody's picadillos.
Yeah.
In that particular situation.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, like he had his daughter and I had Caden. So I didn't really care that he didn't want to go do family stuff, because I was like, okay, well, I'll just take the kids, you know, whatever, I don't care. And then once Austin was there, I was like, why don't you want to do family stuff? Like, I don't know why I don't know why I didn't think that when his daughter was involved. But then, like, when we had a kid together, I was like, oh, this is a family now. Why are you not doing family stuff?
Well, you know, that was one of, honestly, the relationship I was in for a long term involved kids. They weren't my kids, obviously. But I like doing family things, to be honest with you, because I like those kids. Now, had I not liked the kids, there might have been a problem. But I liked doing things with those kids. I liked Santa Claus, and I liked the Easter Bunny, and I liked Valentine's Day at school, and I would go to their first day of school and parent-teacher conferences and all that. I did anything they wanted. I used to take them to school every morning. I enjoyed that. Now, people can't see me doing that, but I did. I would take them to McDonald's every morning, and we'd go sit in the line, and I'd have a conversation with them, and we would talk about what their day was going to be and make sure they had their homework and stuff, and we'd go to McDonald's, and they would order the same thing every day. And we'd have a great time every morning. That happened 5 days a week for a long time. And these were not my kids.
You know, honestly, though, I think since our divorce, he's done a lot more with the kids. Like, so I guess it kind of made it better.
Well, and that's what you learn. After a while, it ends. But you know what? You find love sometimes in the strangest places. Like the people who I have thought that I loved, which is a small list. I don't think I started out thinking I did.
Yeah. I think him and I do more stuff together now than we did when we were married, because like sports wise, because we both go, you know, especially if he has the kids at that point in time. So now I think we're together now like more than we were when we were married.
All I know is engagement ring, wedding ring, suffering. There you go. The three rings of marriage.
That's not true. Always.
I believe the older generation can pull it off. Mm-hmm. I believe there's just too much social media. There's too much technology. There's too much baloney going on now for it to happen. Now, people can sweet talk all they want, but when the rubber meets the road, uh-uh. It's unfortunate that that's the way it is, but it really is. It's unfortunate. Because you know what? People get bored.
Yeah. I mean, that's true, I guess. I was going to say something, and I lost it.
Well, you know what? I think everybody thinks that their mate is perfect. Okay. Mm. I hope so. I doubt it, but I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, I know mine's not perfect.
Well,
and I know I'm not perfect. So.
Well, it's just one of those things that happens, and in the end, I think it's really unimportant, because you're either in somebody's life or you're not. You know, you choose who's in your life. Nobody else chooses that for you. All around. And, you know, you can make a mistake. It can happen. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's correctable.
Right.
I don't know. I just think life is very short, and I think life is very complicated, and I think that sometimes you just have to be in whatever moment you're in. And I don't know if that's always the most practical thing to do, but I think sometimes it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Especially all around.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
You know what cracks me up? When I see people that have a joint Facebook account.
Well, that again, that's untrust.
Oh,
distrust.
That it makes me laugh so hard because I'm just like my first thought is, okay, who cheated? That's what I think.
Well, that's when people start telling me how happy they are. I go, oh. No. You're not so happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really don't care, to be honest with you, because the person that I was engaged to ended up getting married.
I know. We talked about that.
And divorced.
Yeah.
So there you go. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I would want her to be happy.
I actually talked to someone that I was engaged to the other day. And, I guess it was last Saturday. And they're getting married. Actually, May 23rd. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm happy for him.
Well, I guess I just don't care about other people. Now, see, this is sad. But, you know, once somebody is out of my life, I'm very... This, again, is anybody can leave. I don't think about it anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, I have... There's that thing in my brain that once they're not in my mirror, I don't think about them.
Yeah.
And I don't have bad things to say about them, but I don't think about them. I think, okay, well, good. Hope they're having a good time, whatever they're doing. And a lot of times they do, and a lot of times they don't. But it doesn't involve me.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't involve me directly, why do I care?
Right. No, I get that.
And I think at some point, you have to come to the realization that people will tell you if they want you around. And if people don't tell you that, well, do you really want to be a part of their life? They can't go out of their way to tell you why you're in their life. They can't go out of their way to make you feel wanted. That's why you leave.
Right.
You leave because they didn't do something. Well,
oh, yeah.
Then what? Well, why do I want to be there?
And I think that was more of the whole, like, I want them to be proud of me. Like, I want them to make me feel like I'm important to them and, like, they want me to be there. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's benign neglect.
Yeah. That's the kind of attention I like. I don't need you to, like, parade me around and, like, be, you know, maybe a trophy or something. Like, that's not what I am talking about by any means. I just want to feel like I'm the, you know, most important person to them.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship with them, you should be.
Right. So, yeah. That's my thought.
Well, no, I think it's true. I mean, why wouldn't you be?
Right. No, I don't know.
I think if people are choosing other people at that point, I think there's some kind of problem going on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the end, it really does all shake out. Because here's the thing. Some people are just naive. They're terminally naive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like terminal wrinkles. They're terminally naive.
I've heard that before.
I've heard terminal wrinkles. They're terminally naive and... It's unfortunate because you see the train wreck coming.
When Charlie gets better, we should have him come in and do a show with us.
Oh, Charlie. God bless Charlie.
Oh.
It was fun to visit with him today.
Yeah.
He's been in here so often, and I think this is the longest time he's ever been away.
Yeah.
In the time we've been around, so it was fun to visit with him today. But
he's fun to be around.
Oh, Charlie and I have had a great relationship. From television, 3 different radio stations.
I've met him a couple times, and he's always been nice to me.
We have, I was thinking about him today when we were visiting, because it had been a while since I had seen him, and we were just talking, and laughing, remembering things, because you don't really think about it when you're doing it. And gosh, there are so many fun times I've had with Charlie. We used to do election night coverage, and sometimes it'd be so boring, and we would say things about the candidates that you shouldn't say during election coverage on the air, and we would laugh so hard about it. And we would go do the fair every year, and he was, oh, we always had fun at the fair, interviewing people on the air.
Yeah, it's sad that that's not going to happen this year.
No, we did the Bratwurst Festival. One year we did the Bratwurst Festival. That was
that's
a ton
of
fun.
That's always my birthday weekend.
Oh, that was fun. Charlie and I went over there on a Friday, and we set up for 4 hours, and we interviewed every queen and every person, and they kept bringing us bratwurst. And it was we had a ton of fun, and a cream puff, and Charlie was eating the cream puff, and he was trying to talk into the microphone. It was he and I have had such a he's probably, if I think about it, I mean, I have been close with people in broadcasting, but in my time in broadcasting, there's probably been nobody more present than him. Because I just spent more time with him. It's been, gosh, well over a decade now that he and I have been, and see each other constantly. You know, he's been on 3 days here. We did election coverage. 3 days a week he comes in. We do the Exchange Club together. We've been doing that for 10 years on three different stations. So he's just a real interesting person.
You know, today is officially a decade since I found out that I was pregnant for Caden.
I heard about that.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
Yeah. It was also, it's been a decade since my senior prom.
Oh, man. I think it's been about, let's see here, about 7 years since my senior prom.
Almost a decade since I graduated. I graduated May 27th of 2010.
I don't remember when I graduated.
Oh.
I know it was in June.
Yeah, I mean, I know what year, but
no,
I won't
you
say
don't
it.
Know what year. You don't know what's
okay.
going on. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you have any plans this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You know, I do, too.
Good. What are you doing?
Well, I got stuff to make miniature bundt cakes, and we're having a baking weekend. We're going to make funnel cakes and homemade ice cream. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We're going to do all that fun stuff and eat a lot. Probably just eat junk food all weekend. And
nice.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited because I love funnel cakes.
There you go.
And I have a little powdered sugar shaker. Perfect.
I like waffles. French waffles.
Yeah.
That's what I get when I go to the fair or the popcorn festival or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Bratwurst Festival.
Yeah.
I'm going shopping this weekend.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing.
That'll be fun.
I think it will be fun. I've become quite the shopper recently.
I know. I isn't next weekend Mother's Day?
I'm not sure if it's next weekend or the weekend after.
It's on the 10th, so it's next weekend.
Next weekend.
Yeah, so I'll have my kids at some point. Well, I guess on Sunday next weekend, too.
I'll have to call my mom back again.
Yeah, because you never call her, so...
Apparently. So she says.
I know. That'll be fun, though.
To call mom?
No.
Oh, for you? Yeah. Maybe. We've gotten past that, me and mom.
Yeah. No, I think I'm going to plant some flowers for Mother's Day and just kind of do some fun stuff. Since we can't really go anywhere. Can't go out to eat or anything.
I don't know what I'm going to do on Mother's Day. What should I do on Mother's Day?
Call your mom?
Well, I'll call her.
You should go visit.
That'll take about 10 minutes.
She wants you to come visit.
Oh, we don't need to visit.
Maybe you should invite her over for lunch.
Oh, no. But I invite her to my Memorial Day thing. That's enough.
That's rude.
Well, why?
I've met your mom.
Yeah, you did.
She's nice.
She's okay. I've known her for a little longer than you have.
Oh, goodness. That's rude.
What's rude?
You're not very nice.
I discussed with her the other night that I was neither one of my parents' favorite.
Yeah.
I think the neighbors liked me. I think that was it.
Your new neighbors?
Yeah, my new neighbors. My new neighbors liked me. I don't know. I just was not... I didn't have that closeness.
It's because you're, like, very independent and... closed off-ish.
Thank you. That's a very nice epitaph. Make sure you chisel that into my tombstone.
I'll make sure it says something funny.
Gosh. Closed off. I told you what I wanted on my tombstone, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, man. Why can't I remember? It has something to do with radio and it being your last show.
No, signing off or something. Nothing to do with radio.
Oh, what does it say? I forget.
Well, here's my belief. Because I want to be buried and yes. I want a tombstone. But a lot of people walked in the cemetery.
I want to be made into a tree.
Good. So I want to be buried into people walk in the cemetery.
Yes.
And I think reading tombstones is funny.
Okay.
So I figure
I've never read a funny tombstone.
Well, when I die, you'll have the chance.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm going to have on the tombstone is because, you know, I can never make a decision. I'm going to put, on the other hand, I should have lived.
I know, I remember that.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's what I want on there.
Write that down so I don't forget. So that way when you die, I can make sure to...
Well, if you're there.
I'll be there.
Good. I'm glad you'll be there for that moment. And then the other one was the radio one. I won't be back after this commercial
break.
See, I won't be back. Sorry. I like the keep the line moving. I think that's a good one.
Oh. I don't know what I'd want mine to say. Probably not something funny because obviously I'm not good at telling jokes.
I just think it's ironic. On the other hand, I should have lived.
That's a song.
On the other hand, I should have lived.
No, ironic.
Boy, the timing was off on that one. All I know is sometimes things are just right, and hopefully for everybody out there, you can get it right.
Yeah.
That's the moral of tonight's show, is that get it right. And sometimes right is not always what you expected. Wasn't there a song about that?
What, get it right?
No.
Because that was a song that just popped into my head, and that's not a very good song.
No.
I have it stuck in my head now.
When you least expect it, that's when it happens. Ay, ay, ay.
In order to get that song out of my head, I'm going to have to play it in the car.
What a car ride. You know what? We did not do the promo this hour. This must have been a much deeper hour than the first hour.
Yeah, it's because I was asking you questions.
You didn't get very good answers, though.
No, I never do.
Never do. Never do, never will.
That's okay.
Let's promo it before we get out of here.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. And Friday nights is something you don't want to miss. From 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH, it's Friday Night Live, starring Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt. No topic is too big or too small. Why don't you call them at 740-383-9944. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com. Remember, Friday Night Live, every Friday night from 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
And we're back. We've got about a minute and a half left in the broadcast. What'd you learn tonight, Bales?
I learned that I sing a lot in my head.
Well, I think the learning curve tonight was that don't deny anything. Go down every path.
Yeah.
Don't make the mistake of closing your mind off to things, because a closed-minded person will live a closed life.
You know what? Honestly, this is my advice to people. Do not do anything to make other people happy. Make yourself happy first.
That's good. Absolutely.
Because if you're not happy, it doesn't matter who else is happy. Do not live your life to please someone else.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I said?
I don't know.
I think in so many words it was.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Nobody can understand the big words that you say. So I had to, you know,
we made some great progress tonight.
Right.
Made some great progress. Well, it's been another great Friday Night Live program here on WWGH Radio. Remember, you can catch this program every Friday night from 8:10 until 10 p.m. live here on WWGH Radio.
Until one of us dies.
Until you die. Maybe not die. Well, I'm not going to say that again. We had a whole thing with that at one point. But we are going to... I know. Not today. So, we're going to wrap this up tonight and come back next Friday and join us for another Friday Night Live. For Bales, this is Scott Spears and all of us at WWGH News heading for the dugout.
Bye.
talking place for guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program,